The first liquor license issued in Cook County went to a Canadian woman who opened a brothel near the end of what is now the Gunflint Trail. Her name was Margaret Matthews, but people knew her as Meg. Eleanor Barr is a historian from Thunder Bay, Ontario.
I think she must have been a remarkable lady. Just to start her own business, not paying too much attention to what it was. What was open for women to do in those days? That was the only business where you could earn a decent living. She spent a lot of time getting raided, I understand, by the police. But after a while, she wasn't raided as often.
It was the late 1800s. In those days, the Upper Gunflint Trail was a mining camp. A railway was built down from Canada.
Margaret Matthews was a businesswoman, one of the few businesswomen that could function in the society at the time. She was a madam. She had brothels scattered throughout the district.
Lee Johnson is an archaeologist with the Forest Service. He's done extensive research on the old mining camp up the Gunflint Trail.
This establishment, Meg Matthews' establishment, probably, you know, served a lot of the men that were working on the rail line, a lot of the mining speculators that were passing through to go up in the border country, trappers, and probably whoever was employed working at the Pulse and Mine in those years.
She treated her girls very well, from what I understand. They were given time off during each month to go to a place of relaxation, like a holiday place. And this was right across the Cam River from my grandmother's farm. And my mother pointed it out to me because she had trained as a nurse and she nursed Meg's husband through an illness. From what I've read, Meg was about the only social welfare worker in the whole city. People went to her if they needed money to pay for a funeral, for example. And she usually came forward. She was helpful in many community activities that were not supported by the city. There was no welfare then, nothing. If you lost your husband and he happened to be working for a company that had a company house, you also lost your house. You and your children had to find somewhere else to live. It was a cruel time. And Meg could be depended on to try and help. She didn't have unlimited resources. But she, from what I hear and from what I've read in documents, these things don't often reach documents, you know. But from what I've heard from other people and from what I've read in the documents, she was a mainstay for people in trouble.
No one knows for certain why Meg took it upon herself to help those in need, but Eleanor attributes it to Meg's own life experiences.
I think she'd had a hard life, and I think she had crossed bridges herself that she was watching other people having to cross. And she was a very clever lady. She was well aware that there was no safety net for people.
Meg's brothel up the trail folded around the same time as the mining operation. Turns out the ore wasn't high enough quality to turn a profit for investors. But Meg continued on.
I think that her establishment in along the PD to the Paulson mine was only one of a great many of her activities. And it's just one. She lost that one, wins another. She was a real entrepreneur. I don't think she lost any sleep over it.
Moments in Time is produced by WTIP's news department. It's about sharing stories and memories from our region's past. Check out the series at WTIP.org.